Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the 15th and second to last parak of Maseches Yevamos. The last two parakim of the Masechta are about what sort of evidence we need that a man is dead in order to allow his wife to remarry. You know, normally, you always need Shnei Edim in Halacha, but there are certain kulas, Mishum Heter Agunos, in order to make sure that a woman should have the ability to get remarried. So, Ha'isha Shalcha Yu Ba'il Medina Siyam. If a woman and her husband went off to the Medina Siyam somewhere, Shalom Bin Alvinan. As far as we knew, they were living a peaceful marriage. V'shalom and the world was not experiencing a state of war. Uvasava Amra Meis Baili, and then she came back and she said, my husband died. Tina say, we believe her and we let her get remarried. Meis Baili, she says, my husband is dead. Tisyavim, and they didn't have any children, but he has a brother, so then she could do Yibum. However, Shalom bin Olavino Milchama Ba'olam, if they were getting along just fine, but there's a war in the world, so it's more likely that he would have been killed in war. Or there was some argument between them, but there's shalom in the world, there's peace in the world. And she says that my husband died, then she's not believed and she cannot get remarried, because if she didn't like her husband, she might be lying about him dying in order to allow herself to get out of the relationship. And if there's a state of war, she might be mistaken about the husband's death, because even though it's a higher likelihood that he died, it's also a higher likelihood that she thinks he's dead and he's not really dead. A lot of times there's confusion that reigns in a time of war. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Li Olam Einan Amenes Lam Kin Basa Bacha V'Gadao Kruin. No, she's not believed unless we see that she comes with her clothing all torn, and she's crying, and she's exhibiting clear signs of Avelus. The fact that she just says that her husband is dead is not enough. She has to be showing signs of Avelus. Amar Lo, Achazo V'Achazo Tinasei. So the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, whether she's overtly expressing simanim of avelus or not, she can get remarried. Now, Mishnah Beis, Beisil Omrim, Lo Shamanu Ela Biva'a Min HaKatzir. We haven't heard that the Chum allow a woman to get remarried based on her just saying that her husband is dead, unless she comes back from the harvest over Osa Medina, and she says that he died in that same country. Then we believe her, Ukamaisa Shahaya, because that's exactly like the Maisa that happened where the Halacha was made up in the first place, meaning that the Chacham meant to say that a wife is believed only in situations that are very similar to the circumstances that happened when they first were koveya this halacha, because the case was that she came to a Beis Din in the same country. But if a woman claims that her husband died in some other country, she's not going to be ne'emenes. So Amr lehen be'shamet, be'shamet said back to the Beis Hillel, wait a second, you can't possibly say that it has to be exactly like the Maisa Shahaya, that it has to be dafka after the harvesting of grain. What if it's after the harvesting of olives? Would that be any different? Or the harvesting of grapes? Obviously none of that's going to make a difference. So too, it shouldn't make a difference if it was in the same country or a different country. The only reason the Chum mentioned the harvest of grain is because that's the most common case. But they're matir woman when she comes from wherever, from a different country, from the harvesting of grain, of other things. This is one of those examples where the Beis Hillel ultimately agreed to the Shita of the Beis Shammai. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that if a woman went together with her husband to Medina Sayyam, and they were getting along fine, and there was shalom in the world, and she came back and she said that her husband is dead, she's allowed to get remarried or do Yibum, depending on what the situation calls for. If they were getting along just fine, but it was a time of Milchama, or they weren't getting along at all, even though it was a time of shalom, and she says that her husband died, Tanna Kamma says she's not going to be believed. Rabbi Yehuda says she's never going to be believed unless she came with her torn clothing and she was crying. Whereas the Chum said, nah, it doesn't matter if torn clothing, not torn clothing. Then in Mishnah Beis, we said the Beis Hillel holds that the only time a woman's going to be believed that her husband is dead is if she came after the harvesting and she says that he died within the same Medina, because that's similar to the Maisa Shahaya where they were Mesakein, the Ne'emanus of a woman in the first place. And Beis Shammai says it can't make a difference whether it was the time of the harvesting of grain, the harvesting of grapes, the harvesting of olives. That clearly doesn't matter. So why should it matter whether it was in one Medina or the other Medina? The Chum were just speaking in the most common case. But Beis Hillel was swayed by that argument, and therefore Beis Hillel ultimately paskined like the Beis Shammai. Okay, Beis Shammai, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tesvav, Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet.